Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Let's talk about these Houston Texans as we're continuing to look forward to training camp in, just over a month?
Yeah.
Till we get to the boys on the field, in pads, in jerseys, in the heat, getting themselves prepared for a 2025 season that has a lot of expectation, a lot of hope, all tied up within it. And with that, we're in that time period where we start looking and we start forecasting forward. And one of the things that is a part of this time period is Pete Prisco of CBS Sports putting up
a tradition unlike any
that's
other.
That's right. The top 100 lists, or just like the player list. That's always a fun thing to see how teams are viewed. And in this way, let's see how the Texans and their organization and how their talent is viewed. Because I'm interested in how many of the Texans are on the top 100. You tell me how many Texans you believe end up on the top 100 on the text line. 713-572.
Don't look at the list.
I haven't yet.
Don't look at the list.
713-572-4610 to finish out the number there.
Yeah. Pete Prisco traditionally has done, he's done this for maybe damn near 30 years.
Can I ask you a question about Pete Prisco?
Yeah.
I feel like
he's ornery.
There's some people in sports.
Good dude, though.
Their name has gotten pretty, I think so as well. Mm-hmm. Their name, you know, gets known for a certain period, for a certain thing.
Yeah.
And there's all sorts of feelings on whether someone likes their work or does not like their work. How have you felt about Pete Prisco and his work as it relates to CBS Sports and sometimes these types of things?
And he goes back. I think he worked at the Jacksonville newspaper before that.
Did he?
I believe he did. And that's where he started the top 100. But he's good, and the best thing he does is when he states a case for his list or a player, where a player is on his list, you always go, what? And then after you read his case for it, you're like, all right, well, at least he backed it up, you know, in a pretty good way. So let me ask you guys this. This is Pete Prisco's annual top 100 NFL players. Just let's start right here. How many Texans? Just the total number of Texans in the top 100.
All right, Fig, we got to go for the obvious ones here. 832 is gambling a number five here. Obviously, I think when you talk about a quarterback, especially a quarterback that I think is easily top 15, just with, so that we don't have argument, but probably, I think by a lot of people's standards, top 11, 10. I think CJ, I think, well, I'm not even just looking at the number, but like quarterback-wise, I think he ends up in the top 100, fair?
Yeah, I would say probably towards the back end, okay, just because of so many other position players.
I started with that one, but the ones that are easy, Nico Collins is going to be up here, right?
Yeah, I say Nico.
Will Anderson Jr. is going to be up here. Will Anderson. Derek Stingley is an all-pro. He's going to be up here.
Yes.
So that's four to begin with. How are we feeling about Danielle Hunter? Because it feels like he probably should be
He's
up here,
He's a top
right?
100 player. Okay. I think so.
All right, so that is five. C.J. Gardner-Johnson, how do we feel about him? Because that's a guy that I think also he would fall outside of the purview, if you choose to believe it, of like whatever lack of love that the Texans can sometimes get, like where teams or, you know, people outside are not giving credit to Texans that I think Texas fans feel. He was just on a Super Bowl winner.
Yeah, I think if he was still on that Super Bowl team, he will probably crack the top 100.
Ooh, so you're like, no.
I think so. I think what you said have a lot to do with it too, man. Yeah.
All right, Joe Mixon is a top 100 player, right?
Yes.
All right, so that's five.
I feel like I'm putting a lot of
that's six, isn't it? Or you, six. Or would you end up with CJ?
Oh yeah, that is six because I did say that CJ's up there. Yeah. All right, are there any ones that I'm missing here that are like, yo, absolutely books that we can call before we get to possibles? Because I feel like those are the ones that I'm like, all right, books that we can call before we get to possibles is six.
I think that's sound about right.
All right, you want to venture six right now?
Your final answer is six.
All right, that's what
I'm trying to go through all the positions.
I didn't even go through possibles right at this point. Right?
I don't think anybody on the offensive line is a top 100 player.
I didn't go through Christian Kirk maybe possibly cracking it at any point. We didn't talk about Kamari Lassiter, whether he would get some love.
That might be the one season. That might be in the 90s somewhere, or maybe he might be 100.
Okay, so you want to just throw up six and we'll see.
Six is your final answer.
I'm going to go with six.
We'll throw up six.
Four.
Are you for real? All right, so which?
All right, I wonder who is the one out of the six.
All right, so let's work back off of our of the books that we thought we were gonna get. Apparently, we overbid.
Yeah,
we lost some points there. All right, so Nico's absolutely up
Somebody
there.
Somebody got Anderson too much Jr.'s space.
Absolutely up there. Stingley's absolutely up there. So if CJ, Daniil, and Joe Mixon, who do you think were not the ones that ended up in the top 100? Maybe CJ.
Okay, let me get to the next question.
CJ might not be there.
Let me get to the next question.
Okay.
And it might help you come back to that answer.
Fair enough.
There are 11 quarterbacks in the top 100.
Okay, yeah, CJ. I don't think CJ made that one. Yeah,
he probably dinged him for last year. All right, so me and Pete Prisco about to be upset. So, okay. CJ not on there. And then who do you think? Maybe they didn't give Daniil Hunter love. That would be insane, though.
So who else we got? We got Daniil Hunter.
Joe Mixon and Daniil Hunter are the other ones that I was considering. Maybe, I don't know.
I'm going to say they probably left off Daniil Hunter.
Okay. All right. Those are the guesses that we're going with. It was Joe Mixon they left off?
Joe Mixon did not make the top 100.
Okay. I was about to say, because I was like, Daniil Hunter, like, he literally put up, both of those guys put up production
last year. The four are Will Anderson, Nico, Derek Stingley, and Daniil Hunter.
In that order? Do we have no?
No.
Okay, just the guys that are on
there. Derek Stingley was the highest rated Texan at 23 overall. And I can get you the entire order. Derek Stingley was 23. Daniil Hunter was 47. Will Anderson was 56. And Nico Collins was 67 overall.
Oh boy, Nico! Just give Nico Collins more ammo here.
Mm-hmm.
How you gonna have a top five wide receiver that damn low?
Let me go through the quarterbacks and tell me how it makes.
Okay,
it.
Yeah, which quarter? 11 quarterbacks at least are supposedly better than C.J. Stroud.
Patrick Mahomes.
Fair, we can do that. That's fine.
Josh Allen.
Okay.
Lamar Jackson.
Yep.
By the way, these are all in the top 10. Four in the top 10. Joe Burrow is seven. He's the fourth quarterback in the top 10. Jaden Daniels.
He getting that CJ
high.
Love.
33.
He's getting that CJ love from last year.
33 overall.
I can't even be mad.
Top 100 players in the NFL. He is 33.
I can't even be mad.
Justin Herbert, 49.
Oh. I know there's been a lot of, like, this is, all right, so Pete Prisco is on that particular, there's two sides of the Justin Herbert viewer. It's like either still love what he can do and the talent that he has, and just feel like the context needs to be changed. And there's other people that are like, all right, that's too much damn rope given to a dude who has not had level of production that you would associate with the talent that he
has. I'm glad you mentioned that, because this is where you read Prisco's kind of explanation and you're like, well, I don't necessarily agree, but I get it.
Okay,
he said in his first season under Jim Harbaugh, Herbert threw for 3,870 yards, 28 touchdown passes, and just three interceptions. Over the final four games, nine touchdowns. He's another who needs to win in the playoffs, but he's at 49. Jalen Hurts, 52.
Super Bowl is going to make that one look, it just makes that one look like you can't do anything different.
The 57th best player in the NFL, Baker Mayfield.
That's a little.
He's been good, but.
He's been good. That's really good. Yeah, so he's pretty much the top 11 quarterback.
Yes. Jared Goff, 77.
Actually, I understand that. I. Mm-hmm. I'm starting to get uncomfortable.
I would probably have him over Baker Mayfield.
No way I would do that, actually. Yeah. I like Baker Mayfield a lot more.
Over Jared Goff?
And I want you to understand, this is a moment of personal growth for me. Baker Mayfield has been a particular dude for me, but I've gotten to a place where I'm like, all right, you got to stop
Jared Goff been balling, though, man.
He has.
Even after the trade.
He has. I think that Jared Goff, though, has such a big, like, he has a big porthole in the Death Star, which is once you get pressure, he turns very, very bad.
Yeah.
Like, it's not just the normal, a quarterback under pressure is not going to produce in the same level. It gets really, really problematic for him when he is under pressure. And when he's not, very good, right? I want to give him that credit. But that particular thing, I personally can't get over, and I understand some people can, but that is what it is.
Dak Prescott, number 90 overall. And then Jordan Love, 92 overall.
Yeah, I'm not very fond of those last two. But this is the thing, though. C.J. Stroud is going to have to get out here and show it. Like, to be fair, like, I understand why some people will look at it that way. I don't think that they're right. I think that we've seen enough of the talent, and we've seen enough of the, like, flashes and the demonstrations that he is the guy that would be easily, without question, top 10. But you got to prove it to not just the believers, but to the doubters as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, at this point, you could say maybe he has, like, half a season of that kind of that level of play put together for the whole year. And I think that's one of the reasons why the most important part of this season for the Texans is what Nick Caley is going to do with this circumstance, how much C.J. Stroud is going to, you know, really embrace having the reins of this offense and what he does with those reins, because he's going to have all the opportunity in the world to prove either us believers right that he is that dude, or the doubters right that maybe he's bitten off too much that he could chew or what have you, whatever the actual doubts are of him.
I wonder what was the list looking like last year and where C.J. was last year, because the Jaden Daniels, That's
33.
That is way too high to me, man.
That is.
I understand. Like, I'm not even mad at him being a top.
On the list, yeah.
Yeah, but, man, 33. So, out of all the athletes you can find,
Jaden Daniels,
he's the 33rd person being picked.
Let me ask you guys this. I'm going to go through the running backs and receivers. So, the running backs that were listed better than Joe Mixon, Saquon Barkley, of course, Derrick Henry, and then Jahmyr Gibbs. Where am I? Bijan Robinson, Christian McCaffrey. Stop me if you think this is a bit much here. Jonathan Taylor is 50 overall. And then we go to, where are we? I'm trying to get to it. That's it. Those are all of them.
Okay.
I'm not even mad at that, to be honest.
So it's just a lack of value of the running back position generally. But
Bijan, I kind of question a little bit Bijan. Maybe I'm just thinking about UTB Bijan. Maybe he going to break out this year, but I don't really have an issue with
that. And remember when we were talking about Nico Collins maybe being the best receiver in the NFL at some point with a couple things? Well, these are the receivers that are ahead of him. Justin Jefferson, Ja'Marr Chase.
Fair, fair.
CeeDee Lamb, Tyreek Hill.
Ooh, okay.
A.J. Brown, Brian Thomas Jr.
Yeah, there's
That one. Yeah.
I'm going to really lean into what the A32 is texting in here. There's a lot of hype and recency bias that we're doing here.
Malik Nabers is 45.
There's all right, man.
And what's crazy about this is that Nico was a top five receiver this past year. Right, in like,
hey, this is a good look for you if you a second year player.
Oh, I'm not done yet. Amon Ross St. Brown, and then Puka Nacua. And after Puka Nacua is 63, Nico Collins is 67. So they got all those guys ahead of Nico.
And maybe this is because Nico missed five games last year. So, like, actual yards wise, he just broke 1,000. So he was only 22. He was only 22nd in yards. But you go yards per game, and he is, I mean, he's up there. Right? He is up there as a top wide receiver. So I'm, and if you start getting even further into analytics, there's clear, it's very evident. I just, wow, that is wild to view it that way. I don't know. I'm trying to figure out if I'm more upset about Nico Collins, you know, being where he is, or if I'm more upset about, like, Joe Mixon was that level of player.
Yeah. I actually, you know, CJ, you ain't even in the top 11. You know.
Yeah.
I think all these rankings on the offensive side, Joe Mixon, Nico Collins, and obviously CJ Stroud, they're all, I think they all still point back to CJ Stroud. You know, because the team didn't have the offensive year, or the offensive line, however you want to do it. The year that they had offensively is just hurting everybody.
I mean, Joe Mixon was also 15th in yards with three fewer games played. than, you know, than a majority of the, mm-hmm. the players up top. Although Jonathan Taylor only played 14 games and had 1,400 yards.
He's on the list.
But yeah, yeah, man.
1,400 yards.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. I'm just kind of looking at that list. Would you take any of those over Joe Mixon?
Like who?
Well, like, I mean, on that list.
Yes. Well, I would take Saquon Barkley over Joe Mixon, but that's not really fair.
No, I'm just talking about towards the end of the list, though.
Yeah, outside of like Gibbs.
Because I feel like it's kind of fair when you think about it a little bit.
Mm. I mean, yeah, I mean, Jonathan Taylor is, I mean, when you start talking about like the youth of this of what have you, maybe, and now Bijan, obviously, that youth as well, utilizing them and having more years. But I think for what you have, I'm good with Joe Mixon by all stretches. Like, I'm not upset. I just feel like.
Would you take Bijan?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I would. I would. And I mean, yeah. Again, that
I
is no disrespect.
I think everybody ahead of him, I will probably take over him, to be honest.
Josh Jacobs?
I don't know about that one.
And one of the things I am.
A little older.
I think also one of the things that we have to talk about this offensively is, hey, man, Bobby Slowick. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, like everything about the offense is affecting this list.
100%. Because Joe Mixon also, we didn't get the effect of Joe Mixon in the passing game. It's one of those things that we clamor for.
Very little.
If Joe Mixon in the passing game is more demonstrative and more evident in the 2024 season, mm-hmm. there's no way that you at least don't give him a nod towards the back end of this, I don't think.
Yeah.
Compared to, and obviously the injuries would give you a little bit of difference there. But I think that that's one of those things that you would hope that shows up a little bit better. But. Yeah, man, that's that list is very interesting. All right, so this time next year, how many more players? How does this list shift in your mindset?
Four total
top 100 players.
I would say at least six or seven, right?
Who are the guys that you're? I mean,
CJ.
None of the guys that are on there are falling off for you.
Yeah,
with Will Anderson Jr., Nico Collins, Stingley, and Hunter.
I would say CJ.
CJ gets back in.
Kamari.
You think Kamari slides in?
I think he could. Either Kamari or Bullock.
Okay.
Because that secondary is going to be so good. Somebody's going to get theirs. You know what I mean? And then would Mixon pop in?
I think it's a chance.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, not if things go the way that you guys are talking about with Nick Chubb, and this becomes a tandem allows them to do both of those.
Maybe Chubb healthy. something along those lines.
All right, so maybe not a lot of love when it comes to the top-end talent of this Texas team, but thankfully, like, the way that this Texas team is built, it's built to be truly a team. It's not necessarily the individual performances. It's the fact that there's a number of guys that give you a level of performance and do their job within the context of what's happening for this to show up. But, hey, man, Nick Caley has a job to do where he could very much add one, two, maybe people into this list in the 2025 year. But Pete Prisco, you're on my bad list. I'm just going to be honest. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, we'll get into our lunchtime confessions. We will do that next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right. Got a quote here for my first confession.
A quote?
A quote. I don't know why it's discussed so much in our sport. Who said it and what are they talking about?
That was Adam Silver. And he is talking about, was that the ratings conversation?
Incorrect.
It was Adam Silver though, right?
No.
Dang it.
I don't know.
I thought it was Reggie.
I don't know why it's discussed so much in our sport as Reggie. Figgy, you having a guess?
No, I have no clue.
LeBron James about championships.
Oh, God. What? Oh, yeah, that's right. That's on the podcast.
Man. I saw it on, they was talking about it on First Take.
I just can't believe that any of the things, a lot of the things that he says are, I don't understand what his goal is. What are you trying to do here, brother? Generally, it's like LeBron James, you know, trying to make himself look smart or trying to make himself look this way or that way or whatever. Not that he's not smart. I'm just saying, you know, he always has like an end game. What is his end game to say that he doesn't know why championships are discussed so much in sports? Yes, you do. If LeBron James was sitting there and hadn't won a single championship, it would be the most obsessive thing in his life.
I do think I know what his end game is there. I don't appreciate the idea of trying to play it like you don't know. You do know. Like,
he knows.
I think we
he's talking about the Jordan stands and all that stuff that bring up rings.
Maybe that's it. What did you say?
I think that he does know, but I think what he's probably trying to get at is something that I feel like there's benefit or there's things that are worth discussing that are not – everything can't be put within the context of, okay, but championship, though.
I agree with that, but you know why championship is number one.
No, and I think he needs to be clear, and maybe, obviously, it's a podcast. Maybe at some point he does try and actually flesh that out and get to the point. Mm-hmm. But I do think that – and I would agree with him if this is ultimately his point – the idea of championship being the only goal and being it consumes too much of the oxygen within the discussion of, at the very least, basketball in particular. Mm-hmm. But I think a lot of American sport, and it's one of the reasons why I personally am excited about the possibility of like the NBA Cup becoming something that could be interesting. Now, I don't think it's going to happen in this immediate generation, maybe in 10, 20 years mm-hmm. in the next generation to become something. But I do appreciate, and of course, as a fan of like soccer, the idea of having different tiers of accomplishment for different teams so that there's more variety and there's more texture to it. Almost like college football for the longest time. It's one of the reasons why college football for me is getting to a place where it feels like more like that. It used to be that, hey man, some teams, we got a 6-win season. We were incredible. Mm-hmm. But if everything is like all about the national championship, of course, like Sam Houston State is rarely going to be in a place where they can have like fun and have enjoyment with it if everything is going to be within a national championship.
I get your point, but I'm talking about like at the highest level, the NBA and NFL level.
Right.
Because he said, you know, I don't know why it's discussed so much. Yes, you do.
Oh, he does.
Yes, you do.
I feel like he's talking about all the people that keep saying LeBron or Jordan and rings.
Yeah.
I feel like he's talking
to those
people.
It might be somewhere
because
in there.
I think he lying to himself if you feel like why is it so important.
Agreed.
But no, I think he's talking about the I was going to say the Nick Wright. Nick Wright is on his side.
Yeah.
Very much so.
Yeah, he's talking about the Stephen A's and the Mad Dogs and the people like that just bring up Look how many rings Jordan got.
You know, I hadn't even really thought that's probably.
Oh, yeah.
That's exactly what it
it's
is.
It's definitely part of it. Yeah, like, I'm giving him the best argument because I think it's more kind of where I'm viewing it. But there's absolutely a part of this, which is him negotiating in the media for the larger debate, where it's like, hey, why aren't we considering more of, you know, what kind of circumstances? Why aren't we talking about, when we talk about the GOAT, depending on who you want to select, you know, more about, you know, who played with them and how many times they had to carry Eric Snow? You know what I mean? Why isn't that part of the metric here?
And then you got some people that don't give a damn about what LeBron did. Hell, he got the most points in history. And no matter what he accomplished, it would never add up to the six rings Michael Jordan got the undefeated finals that Michael Jordan got. So I think that's why he's bringing that up.
Mm-hmm. But it is worth noting, I do think that we need to be a little bit like sometimes, and maybe this is more bringing it back to like the Rockets or some other teams where, hey, having a really good season, there's nobility in having a being
there
good.
There is.
Like, I do hate that we've gotten to a place where the middle is no longer at all
valuable. I get it. And you're right, there is. But I wouldn't even say too much oxygen is spent on championships, because the championships are the ultimate goal for everybody. And, oh, by the way, even a midseason tournament is a championship at some level.
Sure.
Yeah.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, so I happened to catch a little bit after game five of the NBA Finals, a little bit of the Hoop Collective podcast, Brian Windhorst podcast, and I think oftentimes you'll have, you know, some other guys, like obviously Tim McMahon will be on there, some other folks. Iman Shumpert was on it a little bit after game five, and I was listening to a little bit of this, and I want you to hear some of his analysis here.
Block, my God.
And I loved it because even when they didn't get the block or the steal, sometimes it was just a deflection. Sometimes just a deflection, just to rattle somebody. Sometimes just messing somebody's dribble up. But they were everywhere tonight. There was no driving room available. Halliburton surveyed. He probed down the baseline. He did everything he could. There was no getting in the paint.
Yeah, there was some passes the Pacers threw that were not good.
Unaggressive.
Yeah.
But that's what happens. If you lose all your angles, if you're a player that leads with aggression, if you lose that angle, 9 times out of 10, there is no pass available. Sometimes you really have to get by somebody to make a defensive mistake. Otherwise, that shell gets really tight.
All right, so, I feel like that's good.
Yeah.
But, yo, Iman Shumpert is really good at this, mm-hmm. and I need ESPN to pull their you-know-what out of their you-know-what and, like, elevate this cat instead of some of the cats that you have talking about hoops. And really, I mean, I think we could talk about this in a grander scale. Mm-hmm. I feel like sometimes, and this is my confession, the wrong dudes get too much burn here.
Yeah.
Like Stephen A. Smith was on, I don't remember what he was on, actually talking about the solitaire thing.
And I don't give a bleep about y'all.
Yeah. That was like, how is this the way that you decide to play? He's like, well, you know, I'm working all the damn time. And if I take 2 minutes, but yeah, you're in the middle of work right now.
Yeah.
How about you? If you paid attention, you might be able to give us some analysis like Iman Shumpert did about what's actually happening on the court.
Yeah. They do need to put him in a different position because it seemed like, maybe I'm wrong, but it seemed like they had Iman as like a reporter on the scene a little bit. And I feel like he probably need to be in more, I don't want to say a podcast setting, but he need to analyze a little more, maybe like a Dan Orlowski of the NBA type thing.
I do think y'all are going to get your wish. I think they're grooming him. He's getting more and more.
Oh, 100% he is.
Yeah, you're going to get you. He's going to be one of the main voices. He's certainly better than, you know, Kendrick Perkins. You know,
hey, be careful with the pride of Beaumont, Texas. He might come talk to you.
Love you, Kendrick. But, you know, I think they're grooming him. He's going
to
be up there.
Yeah, I mean, look, as much as I would take him at this point, and again, with all due respect to the pride of Beaumont, Texas himself, I take, at least from what I could tell, him over Perk. I think I'd take him over both of the Morris twins collectively.
Mm-hmm. I was about to say that, too. To be fair, I'm not sure how they do. I always see him on First Take. It seemed like every single day at this point. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's their show or Stephen A's show.
Yeah.
But I'm like, man, put Iman on there, man. Mm-hmm. Break down some game, maybe.
He needs to get his hair back, too, right?
The box. Yeah.
Houston Rockets legend Iman Shumpert. Is that what we're doing here?
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
I forgot he played for the Rockets.
I wouldn't go that far.
So I got to confess, man. So tomorrow I'll be off. Just so happen to take the holiday off.
Mm-hmm. What holiday is that?
Juneteenth.
That's right. Shout out to Galveston.
So no real reason. They just asked if I wanted it off. I'm like, sure. Mm-hmm. So I took it off. I kind of regret taking it off, man, because my wife is off too. And she said, oh, great. We both would be off.
Oh, no.
No.
She's got an agenda.
You got something. You got to be cleaning the house.
Not only that, I got the agenda. So she said, yeah, so I think tomorrow, since we're both off, we can wake up early. And we can just do a lot of cleaning. Just clean the house.
That's the itinerary?
You're going to be up listening to Anita Baker.
Yes.
Cleaning the house.
Or in our household, gospel music.
Yeah. Oh, okay, very good.
Some old school gospel music. Well, I'm like, man, I ain't trying to do all that on my day. I should have went to work then.
Listening to the whining.
Let you clean up everything then.
Oh, this is right. I like what Rob Torres is doing here on the YouTube or on the Twitch chat. No, it's the YouTube page, rather. Sounds like there's an emergency meeting at the station tomorrow, brother.
Yeah.
Hey, they actually, sorry, baby. They calling me in. I got to go.
Somebody called off, so I got to go in.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to be on the air or anything, just in case you check.
Yeah.
I ain't going to be on the air. I got to work behind the scenes. And I'm producing.
I'm recording some stuff.
Yeah, man. They got me doing some behind the scenes type stuff.
It's going to be a long day, too. I'm not going to get back till 5.
I won't be on the air at all, but I will be at work. Don't come up and bring me anything either. So I'm good. So, yeah, just stay at home. Clean up and all that. I'll be home at the same time I usually come home.
That's even worse than I thought. I thought she had you, like, going out.
I would have preferred that. I would have preferred that. I would, if we get out and about, go somewhere. I would have been fine with that. But mm-hmm. man, we just gonna use this off day to clean up.
You might need.
I ain't taking no more off days.
Yeah, man, you might need to make that one happen. Where you're like, actually, let's go out to breakfast. You know, treat her and then get her out, and so that at least you could come back and clean on Saturday. Saturday is always there waiting for you. Enjoy a Juneteenth, baby. Enjoy that.
Yeah, she wants to spend the whole day cleaning. I'm like, man, I ain't taking no more days off with you.
On those baseboards, you're gonna be. All that.
Not the deep cleaning. The deep work. Pulling out the fridge and getting back.
Yeah, she's going to end up having you on the baseboards, cleaning out the AC filter. That stuff.
Yeah.
That stuff.
Man, that sucks.
Look, this is a confession, you know, redux times 75. But I think the second part, basically, anytime any of the Astros talk about an injury, I just don't even, I mean, it doesn't even register. Like, I don't even think. But today, I did have a question. Was it Joe Spada or Dana Brown?
It was Dana.
It was Dana Brown. Talking about Yordan Alvarez. He said, it's a day-to-day thing. He feels a lot better. My mind immediately went, okay, is he 65% now?
All right.
He was at 60% before. Can you put a percentage on? Is it 65, 68? Yeah, it's just, it's infuriating. It's gotten to the point where it's just infuriating.
I'm really curious what they're going to say about Lance McCullers, man. Mm-hmm. I wonder next time they speak on Lance McCullers, how that's going to look.
On his possible ankle injury, foot injury?
It foot sprain is what we got. I imagine Lance will let us know straight up if he's got to do. All right, I'm not reading that 713. That's crazy. But from the 832, they did say, Figgy, meet me at the strip club. So that's a real swing from you supposed to be at the house cleaning to sneaking out to go to the booty club. That is entirely not what they anticipated.
Hey, sweetie, don't come see me at work.
Hey, sweetie, I'm about to go get, I'm going to go to work, and then I'm going to go get coffee with somebody.
Just
disregard the glitter, if you see any glitter.
Disregard the glitter is.
Yeah. That strawberry smell, it's nothing.
Yeah, you're not winning that one. I can't advise that one, actually. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Those are our lunchtime confessions. Coming up next, the Texans have actually addressed the cornerback depth with a signing today. Did they get the right dude? Let's talk about it next. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. The Texans have made a signing, ladies and gentlemen. They have addressed the cornerback depth that looked like it became an issue again once Ronald Darby.
Is it Zaire?
Well, he did sign.
Oh, Jair Alexander did sign, but not to the Texans. I don't want to get our listeners' hopes up the way that you're doing this. But yeah, the creation. There was a little bit of a hole there that you had thought you had plugged with Ronald Darby, who had previously played for the Jaguars. And nope, he decided to retire. What was that in the midst of, or was it after OTAs? And so it was the midst of OTAs. And so that was one of the things we were talking about. Man, what are you going to do depth wise? Jair Alexander did sign. We'll talk about him in a second. But the newest cornerback is a cornerback that is not entirely new to the city of Houston because he was playing with the Roughnecks recently. His name is Damon Arnett, drafted in the NFL in 2020, played a couple of years with the Oakland Raiders, and then he was let go. He was let go for the Raiders, not because he couldn't play, but because he had a little bit of a weapons charge thing that happened, and it's one of the things that Damon Arnett has talked about. I know that Aaron Wilson of KPRC2 has talked to him. And you know, he's 28 years old now, and he said that he feels like he's back on the right track. Before, he said he's a dog on the field, but he's more of a professional now than he ever was before. He wasn't a professional before, just a dog. So the professionalism, he found that. But yeah, Damon Arnett is the guy that you get who, I mean, has NFL level talent, but you know, needed to go to the UFL.
High draft pick talent.
Yeah, man, I got to go back and see what the actual draft selection was for him. I believe he was and of course, I can't find it as soon as I go to it. 19th overall pick, first rounder back in 2020.
First round pick.
But, you know, was out of the league for the professionalism. And so with this, I ask you, Lopez, did the Texans get the right guy in the idea of a depth guy? I mean, drafted the same draft as C.J. Henderson, who you brought in last year, hoping to get something out of him. This is a reclamation project, but a different one than I think some of the other ones, like the Jeff Okuda, the C.J. Henderson was last year.
Yeah, I don't know how you can't like it. You know, it's not, you're not bound to him like you would be as, you know, for any amount of time, like you would be, you know, when he was drafted. He clearly has at least, you know, expressed and shown to a large degree, you know, that he's a different guy. He's talked about it, as you mentioned. What's it going to hurt? What's it going to hurt to have that kind of talent here? He's one of at least two guys that they brought in for workouts. So clearly he showed something here. Clearly he showed something with the Roughnecks, you know, and that's not a chump league by any stretch. They got some good players there. So yeah, this is a high, low risk, high reward kind of thing.
Yeah. And I mean, like if you watch the Roughnecks play, first and foremost, kudos to you. But secondly, like you've seen him at the very least have, you know, pick six type performance. So it's not like he's nothing. I'm still intrigued to see like what that looks like at this level, especially if, and I guess maybe I ask this as a question, do you believe this is kind of front end of the depth chart on a cornerback or back end of the depth chart type? Like, do you feel like he slots in ahead of Tremont Smith on the depth chart, or ahead of D'Angelo Ross on the depth chart, or behind them, considering that he's, I mean, he has talent, but he is coming in from a place where he hasn't played. Last time he played in the NFL was 2021.
You're not slotting him in anywhere. You know, as much as, like I said, low risk, high reward, he hasn't, you know, this is going to be the epitome of the D'Amico Ryans. You know, everybody's competing. And to be fair, you know, we haven't really talked about this a whole lot. We have a little bit. I mean, they have guys that, you know, can, well, first of all, they drafted Jalen Smith. We'll see how that plays out. D'Angelo Ross has played, you know, some of these guys have played. So it's going to be Tremont Smith. You mentioned him. I mean, I think you're just slotting him in the rotation, see what he's got.
Yeah, but when we talk about has played, I don't think that's the bar of at least what I'm looking for. Maybe what I'm looking for is an unfair expectation. I open myself to the possibility of that being the case. But what I'm looking for is, should you lose one of your outside cornerbacks, or should you have, like, you know, Kamari Lassiter need to move inside or what have you? Do you have a guy that you put out there and the level is not, there's a negligible drop in level? Because that was not the case of what you had last year. Right. Yeah, like last year, you had to put some guys in that immediately was like, oh, OK, so that's the mark over there where teams could try and attack them. And what has been a defense where there's not a lot of places to attack, it becomes even more evident that there's a weak link out there. If someone throws it has to jump into that circumstance.
Well, what I'm saying is I don't disagree with you at all. And maybe he's that guy. What I'm saying is you don't slot him in anywhere.
Certainly.
You
know, fair
enough. You don't put him there. He's going to have to show that he's better, that he can be that guy, that he's better than these others.
I think we agree, but I'm thinking more of what do you anticipate or what do you foresee?
Where does it end?
Right. Where do you foresee? Because obviously in this moment, we haven't even gotten to camp. Camp is ultimately the cream will rise to the top agent that you want for any football team. Right. That is what the idea of training camp is. Everybody get out here, compete. Let's see what we have and help us slot our roster or our depth chart the way that we need to. However, you can have an eye on what you're doing and trying to put that in there. For me, I very much was hoping to find a guy at the top of that cornerback depth chart, obviously outside of your top two, that you slide in and you go, I feel comfortable, should push come to shove, and this guy needs to step in, that they will.
Yeah, but Jair Alexander was not that guy, and there weren't a lot of other options out there. So that's why I think this is the high reward thing. To answer your question, I'd love for him to be that guy where there's no big drop if he has to play, but he hasn't shown any of that yet, you know?
Yeah, so I'm intrigued with that. And the reason why I asked, did they get the right guy, is you mentioned Figgy, Jair Alexander. That is a cornerback that's been out there, especially after he could not get the numbers right with the Green Bay Packers, and the Green Bay Packers decided to straight up release him. Jair Alexander has a new team. As you know, it's not the Houston Texans. The rich get richer. The Baltimore Ravens are going to sign Jair Alexander. But here's the kicker. It's a one-year, $4 million deal that can go up to $6 million. Mm-hmm. Downright, like, I guess, doable for, I mean, and of course, I don't know what the Damon Arnett signing is, and I highly doubt that it's that that much money. And I mean, I'm not saying that is negligible, because it's still, like, a good amount of money, I think, on a one-year deal, but does that not feel like, I mean, you would love to have Jair. Does that feel like at all something that would have been doable, or is that just a pipe dream that we do when we just see a big name out there and every team wants to sign him?
Don't you feel like it was more pipe dream?
I mean, 100%. I didn't think that was happening.
Yeah,
but
I didn't have a lot of confidence that would happen here at all, to be honest.
I did think about the possibility, though. Like, man, what if it did happen?
Yeah, it would have been sweet.
Yeah, but once you see that number at $4 million, does that then make, I mean, $4 million is akin to what Tim Settle is making this year, right? Like, does that then take you to a place where you go, huh?
No, the money for sure was doable. I just didn't think him as a player.
Fair enough. And I think that's ultimately where I still get to. I was probably trying to get, you know, gash up a little bit, put a battery on your back. Yeah, no, the tough thing about that is it does make me wonder, though, what role is he taking there in Baltimore with the Ravens? Because that's ultimately, I think, part of this as well. Like, I honestly did think, though, that there would be more money that Jair Alexander would be trying to wring out of the circumstances, considering the reason why he, you know, is no longer on the Packers was trying to find out figure out the money of that. But he also very much profiles a starting cornerback. Like, I don't think that he is in a place where you're like, no, he's not going to start. And I think he slides in probably as a starter for the Ravens in a way that he would not have slid in as a starter here for the Texans.
That's why he wasn't going to be here. He can slide right in and And boy, they, you know, Kyle Hamilton and he, and yeah, it's the Ravens. they're getting richer. And he had the opportunity. That's what the Ravens had that the Texans did not. I mean, no one was going to displace either of these guys.
No. So, yeah. I mean, that's the opportunity that's there. It feels like somewhat of a prove it deal, but not at too bad of money necessarily, but definitely a little bit of a prove it deal for Jair to see if he gets back out there. But are you at this place where now you can wipe your hands for the Texans, feel good about the cornerback? Or are you just like more, I want to see what it looks like? Like, where are you? Okay, I guess optimism with the signing of Damon Arnett. One being, and 10 being, I feel great about this. Let's go play football.
Yeah, I can't go more than about 6 or 7, right?
But that's still, 6 or 7 is pretty good.
I think he's got a better than 50-50 chance of being the guy. But I don't know how good he's going to be. You know,
and when you say the guy, I do just want to make sure that it's clear.
The third guy
that you feel comfortable putting in that space. Yeah. Before I go here, I like going back to, with most players, going back to what their draft profile was. It's not the end-all, be-all by any means, but it's always interesting. And this is per my favorite, Dane Brugler of The Athletic, from 2020, when Damon Arnett was coming into the league out of where, Figgy?
The
Ohio State. That's right. University. His strengths, quick-footed athlete with easy acceleration, clean footwork in his transition, smoothly flips his hips and stays on the same plane vertically, patient in press, mirroring movements of receivers, hungry, reliable, run defender, always rallies to the football. Does that not feel swarmy?
Mm-hmm.
Settles his feet as a tackler, strikes to the finish. Does not that not feel swarmy? Quick to shed blocks, displays toughness to play through injuries, all of that. When it comes to weaknesses, he cut down on downfield contact in his final year at Ohio State, but, you know.
Oh, I remember that. He was he got a lot of pass interference.
Yeah. Handsy.
Yeah.
And at that point, labeled mediocre ball skills. You're not getting, 22-year-old Damon Arnett, though. You are getting 28-year-old Damon Arnett, so you hope that that's advanced. But at the very least, I do love that that's a physical guy that you're bringing in, so at least you know that that fits as well. Like, that fits in with the general MO and ethos of what a D'Amico Ryan's defense is.
Well, the tackling part. You can, Derek Stingley, all pro, but.
Fair. I know what you're trying to say. Okay, I see you.
All pro, but. Maybe.
Don't say it. Don't say it.
Let's just, apropos of nothing, tackling could be a big issue.
All right, so Damon Arnett, signed to the Texans, adds that cornerback depth. Jair Alexander, not signed to the Texans. He's going to the Ravens. But ultimately, excited to see. I mean, look, they'll have an opportunity. He'll be have an opportunity to see this Texans team, and hopefully, when he does,
we gotta get some more info on training camp, man.
On when?
On Texans,
yeah.
That's gotta drop here pretty soon, doesn't it?
Because that's another interesting thing that now there is to watch once training camp comes. Like, what are the cornerback depth look like, and is Damon Arnett or is Tremont Smith?
And I'm talking schedule too.
Or is Jalen Smith? No, of course, for sure. But I'm like.
That's Lopez, like, when are we going to be out there?
Yeah, he's like, what days do I have to anticipate being at NRG Park? I'm over here like, which of these cornerbacks gets to be cornerback three? All
of
those things.
I want to get there, man. I want to see their practices, their Saturday. Are they going to, which ones are going
to
be open?
Well, you got some weeks. You got some weeks till we get
days.
There.
We got some days.
Yeah, we got some days. You can ease, like, you also can enjoy this time period before we ramp up for football season getting going. I think I saw someone earlier say we're under 80 days. At this point,
to the season,
to football, man, that feels great. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, based on historical precedent, 5 teams currently fit the profile of a World Series winner. Are the Astros one of them? Let's talk about it next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up.
Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.